Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, boy. Do continue to hang out with us, man. Nathalia, Young Thug, speaks on Kanye.
Yeah, he basically gave Kanye an ultimatum that really would have ruined their relationship. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love really that dope. He was like, you do this or this is going to happen.
But he made it too.
Yeah. Done. Kanye okay. listened. Kanye listened.
Wow, really?
He listened to Young
That's
Thug.
That's a first.
Yeah.
Young Thug speaks on Kanye and also, man, music news with 21 Savage, Ani.
Big, I thought this was so crazy because right now one of my favorite songs on Drake's album is Knife Talk.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
It was after I did
I don't think it is.
No?
No, I'm just saying.
What do you mean? But this song, Big, 21 Savage, he came out and he said, you know, I got this song 2 days before we actually put it on the album. Drake made it a day before it made it on the album.
There it is. So we got music news with 21 Savage and also, man, Louis G. We got more of your in-your-face football fight with Louis G. and Nathalia.
After coming off of a week 5 victory.
Yeah, man.
Listen, thank you. Thank you. Is only 2-1, okay? It's not like you're beating
hey, dude,
me so
but
much.
But it is 2-1.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. man. So,
this
yeah,
is an important
for those
week.
Who don't know
you
every
think
weekend.
You won, Trump? Huh?
Oh, hilarious.
Over there. She was announcing
Freak
her
out.
Winning.
Stop it. But yeah, every weekend we do NFL picks, 2 teams.
Yep.
Whoever comes out winning at the end of the week, on Monday, we come in and we pay off whatever the challenge is or the bet is.
Yeah, she took a wet, long-ass squid
Hell
to the face.
Yeah.
Dude, it smells so bad squid-ing. In here.
I know. Yeah. When I got home, the baby was like, get out of here. You stink, Mom.
Yeah. He's talking like that?
Yeah.
I heard that. Shout out to little John Matthew.
Yeah.
Boy's a genius. Damn. So we got more in-your-face football fight that's going down. And also, man, TV updates. There's some big TV updates. There's you, which I don't watch you.
Oh,
am I missing you?
Yes, you are.
Same here.
Really, you are.
I'm missing you then.
Big.
I'm missing you.
So good.
Hentified is coming back for season 2. And we've been hearing this. It seems like it should be up already.
Yeah, pandemic, man. It delayed a lot of stuff.
That is real talk. And also, everybody knows Squid Game.
Breaking records. Yeah, you will not believe how many people have seen Squid Game.
Hey,
it's
dude,
crazy.
They can do it again.
Yes.
They can give us another 9 episodes. They can pick back up.
For sure.
Believe that, man. So we got some big TV updates for you. Y'all continue to hang out with us, man. Thank you for being in the neighborhood. We got a whole lot more show for you. Big Boy's
big
Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Phone tap on the 10's time, man. A little bit of Static Insurance right here. This is where Luther needs some insurance, but he keeps getting cut off because the static that's on his phone.
Oh,
is going to get it. Yo, no. That's going to get it to your phone tap on the 10's right here. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Yeah, I was just referring to you from
Hello.
Okay.
You're breaking up.
Yeah.
You wanted to what?
I was calling about an insurance quote.
Okay. And your name is? Hello?
Hello.
Your name is?
Luther. Last name is Luther.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
You need full coverage on the vehicle. Luther?
Yes.
Okay. And then what about for like bodily injury? Was it like 20, 40?
No, it was over 100. So.
100. What if we go 100?
If I run over someone.
Okay, we go 100, 300.
Okay.
And then we'll do your property damage, 25,000. And then, okay, I just. And let's see, what else do I need before you get cut off there?
Hello.
Yes.
Okay.
I got most of the information, so I can run something.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think I got all the at least what I need to do to kind of do a quote for you. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Can you hear me?
Sort of. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
How long before I know exactly what's up with the
insurance? Well, I'm going to try and do it, so give me about half an hour. I'll call you back with a quote.
Okay.
About 15 minutes to a half hour. Okay, so if you don't answer, I'll leave the quote on your voicemail.
You'll do what now?
I'll leave the quote on your voicemail.
The coattail?
No, not the coattail. The quote for your car on your voicemail.
Okay, and then... what?
I'll call you back in 15 minutes with a quote.
Alrighty, so you say you'll call me back in like 50?
Yes. Yes. Okay?
In like 15 hours. Okay, I'm going to...
Call you back in 15 minutes.
All right, now call me when your heart is in it.
Okay.
Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Louis G up in here. What up, Ludo?
Yo, it's like a whole snowfall effect right now with John Gruden,
Yo,
man.
Yo, snowfall effect.
Yeah, man. After resigning as head coach.
You mean snowball effect?
Oh, is it snow? What did it say? Snowfall effect?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Am I thinking about the show? Oh, yeah, yeah. A whole snowball effect. Yeah,
yes.
Man. But after resigning as head coach, man, of the Las Vegas Raiders, John Gruden, he's getting deleted from one of the biggest sports game of all time. And they even put out a statement, man. I'm talking about Madden NFL 22.
Damn, man.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Madden 22. EA Sports is committed to taking action in maintaining a culture of inclusion and equity. Due to the circumstances of John Gruden's resignation, we are taking steps to remove him from Madden NFL 22. We will replace him with a generic likeness via a title update in the coming weeks.
That's not the official spokesperson.
That is
right?
Not the official spokesperson. Like that was somebody who actually went on a rant and was talking about just hypocrites in the NFL and how they're going to do this to John Gruden. But there's so many other players who have got in trouble in the past,
yeah,
but they
man.
Are still in this video
but
game.
But you know what? It depends on what you latch on and
yeah,
what your fake rage is, too.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
It depends on what you latch on. And everybody is super offended.
Mm-hmm.
Publicly, but they're not privately. Not everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%, man. I know a lot of Raider fans are out there are hurting because of John Gruden, but at the same time, they, you know, whatever came out, they're kind of mad at him, too.
Yeah, but I'm talking about everybody that's, oh, cancel, mad. Like, you know, you're not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just the pick of the day. So,
and to me, it's so crazy. Like, I was just talking about this with a friend. Like, how quick it is to delete somebody off the face of the earth,
uh-huh.
Especially a video game like this. Like, just a quick update within the next couple weeks, he's going to be completely gone.
Yeah,
it's going to be a generic coach.
They woke some
nobody
nerd
else
up at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And was like, you got to go back in there and take Gruden off.
Yeah, man. There's no way you could have done that back in the day.
Yeah, he had to push that tape in the middle of his glasses and put his glasses on his forehead and
hey, wake me up, take him off.
Right.
Make an update, man. But yeah, if you're going to be playing Madden NFL 22 in the future, you won't be able to pick John Gruden as a head coach.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big
Boy's
Big Neighborhood. Boy.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Natalia's up in here, Nicki Minaj in the neighborhood news.
All right, if there is one thing that Nicki Minaj knows, it's the rap game. She definitely knows that. She knows what it means to be a female in the rap game. She has had so much success, Big.
Yes.
But now that she's in this kind, I feel like she's in this position where she's not the new one in, you know, anymore. She's not the younger generation. She's got like a little bit more like, maybe like a mentor, if you will, to the next generation of female rappers. And so the other day she was on IG Live and she did have some advice for them, but pay attention to the little bit of the shade that came first.
No.
Like the new females, it's almost like they don't want to be critiqued ever. It's like everyone is just supposed to praise you 24/7. Why would you even want that? Let me tell you what happens when that happens. What happens is put out an album doesn't translate. The sales won't translate because people have been lying to you, not pop. And then they haven't told you that they don't like a song, they don't like this or they don't like that. Then when you put an album out and you think everybody love you, I've seen it recently happen. You know, they put an album out and it doesn't sell what they want to sell. Well, that's because a lot of people are lying to you for whatever reason. You should want people to be honest with you.
And that was helping people?
Yeah, what?
A little bit. It's that idea of like having way too many yes people around
right.
you and just telling you, oh, that's good, that's fire. That's sometimes like in fashion too, people just, oh, you look great at everything. And then you go out to the red carpet, you're like, girl, that ain't the look. That's not how it's supposed to be.
You should have told me.
Yeah, exactly. So she's trying to say, like, let people who are around you give you critiques. Let them help you. Tell them, if the song is not good, tell them the song isn't good so that they work harder and that when their album does drop, their audience does really love the music.
And the one thing about Nicki Minaj, whatever anyone thinks or however they feel, man, you can't front on her when it comes to her lyrics,
Mm-mm.
when it comes to her style, when it comes to what she put together. So,
and the amount of songs that she has, the amount of hits that she has and streams. So,
kill you on your own record.
she definitely will. Now, in that IG Live, she didn't go on to say like who she was specifically talking about when she said like, oh, I've seen it happen before. But I do love how Nicki can give advice and give shade at all at the same time. time.
Yeah, man. The complotist.
The complotist.
You gotta love it. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Give it up for Ani! Ani is up in here. Ani, don't try this at home.
Don't take your teddy bear to the park.
There it is.
This is for everyone. But Big, this story broke my heart, and then it warmed my heart.
Oh.
Like, it really touches me because I'm obsessed
broken
with my...
Broken mend.
Exactly. But Big, this little girl, she went to a national... Well, she's like 5 years old. She went to the national park with her parents. They went hiking. She had her teddy bear with her because she wanted her teddy bear to see the national park. You know, be a little culture... Not culture, but just go around the travel.
Right.
So they go there, and then she ends up losing her teddy bear on this hike. So she goes home, and this was her teddy bear she loved so much because she's adopted, and when her parents went to go get her, they gave her this bear.
Man.
So they told everybody they know about it. They had pictures with the teddy bear around the house. So then their family friends go to the same national park a year later. They're hiking. They see it at a ranger's car sitting just right there. They're like, oh my God, that's a teddy bear. Take a picture, send it to the family. They're like, we think this is your teddy bear. And it is the teddy bear.
So the ranger had the teddy bear?
For a whole year.
Man, kidnapper.
For 5,000 miles they drove around.
Man, that's, yeah. You know, you want to see the teddy bear alive.
Yeah.
Put on Mark Beals and hey, man, I wonder if they, when they brought the teddy bear back to her a year later, she already was like, oh, okay.
She was on the news, and I saw her. She literally reacted how I would react, Big, because I have this
Teddy bear! Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
And the teddy's name was also Teddy, which is my teddy bear's name.
So you have a teddy bear to this day?
Yeah, teddy bear named Teddy, since I was in fourth grade, because I got it from my brother's graduation, but I kept it. So
right.
I was like, this
and
is
your
for
teddy
you.
Bear's name Teddy?
Yeah, Teddy.
What's your cat's name? Cat?
No.
Oh, okay. Come here, dog.
No. But if I had a dog, I would name a dog. Like, hey, dog, come
over
here.
Yeah, my buddy Sean Wan, his dog was named D.O.G.
Really? Oh, see, that's great.
D.O.G. Yeah, but you said it like D.O.G.
D.O.G.
Yeah, but it was just D.O.G. Cleverly hit it there.
I love that, though. It's like just
Sean,
so awesome.
Sean, remember your dog ate the cocaine? Oh, go ahead.
Big, but do you, like, Jaden and Jade have any teddy bears that
you know
they
what?
Have?
Chula has one of them big, oversized ones. Oh. And she'll, like, sleep on it in the bed, like, or she'll watch TV. Just, it's almost like a little comfort, like
cute.
Just sit back.
That is
but
so
But no, Jaden does. He probably have something in his room from when he was a kid, but nothing that they, like, grab onto.
See, like, I love anything that you keep from a kid, because, like, for my teddy bear, whenever I'm sad, like, I'll just go hug him. I'm like, Teddy, everything's always okay when I hug you, so, hey.
Hey, dude, I saw some little shoes of Jaden he had in his room yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I got like their little boots and stuff like that. It just, you know.
Do you keep? Awesome.
I mean, and Veronica, she's more of a throwaway, but you know, even the shoes that I have in my closet, she was getting rid of those. And I was like, now she looked back, she's like, oh, they're so cute. I'm like, yeah, you're going to throw them away or you're going to donate them. You're going to give them to somebody else.
My mom does the same thing. Yeah, my dad will be like, why did
you ever
this?
Lost your teddy bear?
No, no.
Really, though?
No.
Damn. Now we know what to do.
No.
You know what
no.
I'm saying? Now we know. Go get a teddy bear. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
Yo, man, I'm going to call this the bad play of the game of the day, bro.
Go ahead now.
And I'm giving it to LeBron James,
bro. LeBron James.
Yes, bad play of the day.
Hell yeah, man. You know Squid Games, man, one of the biggest shows on Netflix. It's crazy how big it is, man.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, I'm barely on episode one. I just wrapped up episode one, guys, all right? I know you guys have seen the whole season already.
Yes, we have.
But I was hoping not to get a spoiler alert on social media, and it happened.
Really?
By none other. Yes, by none other than LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Can you believe that?
I did finish. You finished off the ball. You watched it?
Yes.
You done?
Yeah, I didn't like the ending. So I know they started off on the season two, but like, get on the flight. Go see the doctor, bro. Like, what are you doing?
And you went twice. How you going to
get somebody
else?
I
don't want to get my right back.
Hey man, and I know it's hard to hear, but if you watch the Squid Game, he said it.
There were some of the keywords. As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh. He said, get on the effing plane.
I don't think you,
and go see your daughter, bro.
Right.
That to me tells me at the very end, something happens where he decides to go back and never finishes his Squid Games.
Okay, well, you need you can watch Squid Game,
then. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. No, you can watch it. You can watch it.
Daughter, is that what it means?
You can watch Squid Game. If that's what you gathered from that, you can watch the entire season of Squid Game.
I saw this and I'm like, oh my gosh, did you just ruin everything for me?
If that's what you pulled away from it. But you know what's crazy about that, man? Is it still a spoiler alert if something's been out for over a month?
No.
And it's LeBron James' fault?
It is his fault.
That you haven't seen something that...
Why did he...
That... People all around the world, not even in the country, people all around the world.
But if he knew he was in front of cameras, in front of mics, why did he have that conversation and ruin it for everybody?
He is LeBron James.
I'm not the only
James.
One out there, dude.
The season just started. He's LeBron James. He's got kids. He's married.
Come on.
He's this massive, you know, entrepreneur, basketball player. And he had time to watch it.
And now he's a spoiled
And
alerter.
He watched it.
No.
That's what he did.
Louis, what's your excuse? That, bro.
Louis.
What?
Squid Game has been out.
I know.
Everyone has watched it. So it's no longer
everybody.
But it's no longer a spoiler. Spoiler alert. It's just that now you're late. It's not a spoiler alert.
Now I know
you're
what late. The ending is, bro.
This is not LeBron James' fault. This is your fault.
It's LeBron James' fault.
Nah, you're just late.
This is my bad
you're
play
just
of the day,
late.
Guys. No. I'm giving it to LeBron
the
James.
The bad play
fam.
Is that you haven't spoiler seen
the
Squid Game.
That's your bad play.
No, you can't reverse it on me.
Yeah.
We just did.
Hell no.
And if that's what you gathered, you can still watch Squid Game.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to do a spoiler alert on your guys' next show.
Right. Really, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Try and get to it.
If we wait a month or 6 weeks or wait... 2-3 weeks, feel free to do a spoiler.
I will.
Especially when we say, have you watched it? Have you watched it? Everybody watch it. If we're just late and lazy and all we're going to do is sit up and drink beer and, you know what I'm saying? Then spoil it for me. Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Boy.
Louis G up in here. What up, Luda?
All right. If you're currently in the friend zone right now, listen to this. First of all, man, I just want to say that I'm tired of people using the words coach and pro and
expert.
Influencer and expert,
Lord.
Man. But there is this professional love coach who put up a video just giving advice on how to get out of the friend zone. And listen to this, Captain Obvious right here, bro.
Captain Obvious.
The reason you think that you are in the friend zone is because you have put them in the boyfriend or girlfriend zone. And I don't believe that the friend zone exists, but if you want to get out of it, then all you gotta do is this one thing. It's called ask them on a date. The friend zone doesn't exist. It's a made-up construct. You have put yourself in the friend zone because you are scared of letting somebody else know that you like them. Sorry, I get a little fired up around the friend zone. Just ask them on a date. If they say no, it's because they're not interested in dating you. It doesn't mean that you're in a friend zone. It's just that, like, they're not feeling it, which is totally fine.
You cut off the part when...
Oh, really, bro?
You cut off the part when you hear the banging and his mom was telling him to come home for dinner.
I did
cut that part out.
Oh, this guy's a genius, bro. Did you hear that magic that he just gave
us? Ask on a
date. All these jams? Just ask him on a date.
Captain
That's
Obvious.
It. And if they say, you know, guess what? They don't like you.
Yeah.
Yes, bro, really?
Wow.
You're amazing,
two plus
man.
2 equals 4, huh?
Where do I subscribe? Come on, take my money, fam.
You were right when you were talking about everybody's an expert. Love coach, relationship coach.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
I know Ani right now is doing Tinder dating right now. You should definitely hit this
when
guy
was the
up
last
for advice.
Date you went out on? Have you went out on a date yet, Ani?
No, not before. Not since COVID's happened? No, not at
really?
All.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you close to going on like a Tinder date? Because I know that Natalia
your love
is
coach
your love right. coach
yeah.
over there.
She
you know what I'm saying?
Navigate.
Your relationship coach. You know?
I can spot the creeps and the losers, so I'm helping her weed through
is
it.
Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
I heard that.
And then, Big, we also have like one of our neighbors. She messaged me. She's like, girl, we have some well-mannered men in my company over here. So if you need anyone, I got you. They're
man,
educated.
Man, none of our neighbors. No listener.
Oh,
you know
my
what I'm
God.
Saying? Like,
yes.
Anytime somebody is trying to, and she's an expert too, huh?
She says, don't settle for less.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone's an expert. All right.
Yeah,
now, this is what I want y'all to do, man. Ani is now on Tinder. She's trying to start dating and everything.
Yeah.
So what love advice do you have for Ani?
I want them
all. Alrighty, you want them all. Alrighty.
Yeah, I need to learn.
So everyone's an expert. Call us up. What love advice, dating advice do you have for Ani? Y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Everyone's an expert.
Everybody.
Alrighty. What love or dating advice do you have for Ani? Let's bring Candace into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Candace. Candace, Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Neighborhood.
What's going on, Candace? All righty now, Candace. Ani is now on Tinder. Mm-hmm. She's looking to get out there and do a little bit of dating. What dating or love advice do you have for Ani?
Well, okay, first when it comes to dating sites, I think it's really tricky because it's hard to get to know somebody through texting, and I don't know how it goes nowadays, but I think that's really hard. But it is the new modern day dating, I think. That's how people meet people nowadays, and that's all good. The advice that I would give Ani, I think she's such a great energy, and I love her mood every day.
Thank you.
But the advice that I would give her is to have fun and to take your time getting to know someone, because everybody wants to rush into something so fast nowadays, because I think people can get lonely and they just want that companionship. But I think that if you take your time and have fun with it and let people take you out. I mean, different people too, not just one person. And yeah, just get to know them that way. Don't rush into it. Have fun.
And don't fall and quick.
Yeah. Well,
no, not too quick, because people aren't always who they say they are. It's
right.
Kind of really That's hard crazy. To trust people nowadays. So just have fun with it. Get to know them. And I think that will potentially find you somebody who actually is interested in you and not just about the bullcrap all the time. You know what I mean?
There it is.
Oh,
I love
you.
Hey, man.
She's
I love
right.
it.
I think she's right.
Oh, yeah.
She's got to go on dates. She
right.
has to. I'm
right.
helping her find a date.
Right. I think you're just living through her. You know what I'm saying? I just think that you're living through her. All righty. Let's bring Delilah into the neighborhood. See what's going on with Delilah. Delilah, hello. Hello
yes.
there. Delilah. Everyone's an expert. What love advice or dating advice do you have for Ani?
Ani, please never, ever settle. Never settle like, oh, he's nice. But no, girl, he needs to be the whole package, mm-hmm. okay? Because once you settle, let's say he does something grimy, it will make you feel twice as bad. Like, you know what? I did a what ifs and buts. And, you know, don't give nobody no, girl. Know your worth.
Yeah, know your worth.
Yes.
Know your worth.
Write that down, girl.
Yeah, but she's not even writing it down, Delilah.
Write
it. You should be taking notes on this, all right? Delilah has paid the tuition into the School of Experience for you.
Know your worth.
Love
wrote this
doctor,
down.
Baby.
All right, there it is. All righty. I love it.
I don't know.
Amen. Say what now?
I said, I don't know. Settle. Then if you settle, then you can't use people for dates. And that's
she
what
said,
the other girl
settle.
Said.
No.
Use for
no.
dates. Go out there.
But she's saying once you get there, don't settle.
Uh-oh.
You know?
Yeah. And
matter of fact, man, I should turn your mic off. All right, the ladies are calling up right. The fellas are going to be calling up right. You know what I'm saying?
I'll set up another phone line
yeah,
for
you. Yeah, we don't need to have, you know, Louie do this.
I don't want
you remember Louie was the inventor of Smash-A-Lot.
Yeah, I don't want Louie.
Yeah, so don't listen to this dude. You know what I'm saying? He didn't come around until Myra started to tame him, which I don't even think that's what really happened. All righty now, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. Check this out.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio. Louie G up in here. What up, Ludol?
Yo. So NASA put this whole mission together. It's called the DART mission. Why? Because there is an asteroid that could possibly hit the Earth. This DART mission is to throw out this rocket and nudge this asteroid a couple millimeters away from Earth if it ever passes it. Let the experts tell you how they're going to do it.
Oh, wow. Thank you. The purpose of the DART mission is to take your spacecraft and you ram it into an asteroid to change the orbit so it won't hit the Earth.
We're not just trying to figure out how to deal with what's coming. No, we're actually going to go out there and we're going to try to stop it.
Aren't you scared of asteroids hitting Earth? Like,
for sure.
I think about that.
They're always saying something's going to hit
they
Earth.
They say they track them all the time, but this is
whoever
one that
it is,
possibly...
going to be Biden's fault or it's going to be the Republicans'
yeah.
fault or Democrats. Nothing ever hit the Earth when Trump was president. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
And NASA.
No.
Oh, my God. NASA.
There it is.
NASA.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities, Big Boy's Neighborhood. It's about that time for your 810 phone tap. This one right here is Set Up Shop. This is where Luther would like to rent a room to set up his drug spot in the upper room. That's going to get it to your phone tap on the tens right here. Pay very close attention.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
Hello?
how you doing? I was calling about some information on a hotel room.
How many people?
It'll be two people there.
When?
If I can get them there today. We had to leave another motel that we had set up shopping in.
Like
the Don Mega over here.
So you want to make a reservation for two people?
Yes. What they need is just a place that's near the staircase so that the customers don't have to walk too far up. Do you have kitchenettes there where they can cook it?
Yeah, we have a kitchen. Uh-huh.
And are there screens on the window?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, we can take those off. Yeah, because you got to cut the screen to pass the dope through.
It has a deck.
A what?
Yeah, a porch.
Oh, okay,
it has
okay.
A
that's
living
it.
Kitchen and a bath.
Yeah, we like to go week to week until the police come and kick in the door.
The rate would be $80 a night.
All right, and what would be your cut?
What's that?
Like, how much do you want off the top?
How much do I want?
For them setting up shop in your motel.
Oh, do you want to set up a shop?
Yeah, and how
and
much?
They have customers coming?
Yeah, that's what happened at the other place. We were selling so much cane out of there that the police came. So we got to move to another place.
I don't think we can do that.
Well, check this out. How much would it be for you to look the other way?
No.
Check this out. If I just give you a couple $100 extra a week, could you just go ahead and do the exorcism and turn your neck and look the other way?
Let me explain. This is another place.
Right, Britney
Spears.
So
you need to ask them permission.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to send Johnny Otis over to your place so he can set up shop over there. And I'm going to send Crip Crack Cal over to the other place so he can set up shop over there. So that way we have two dope spots. Right, I know what you want. You want a blast today, huh? And remember, we need the one on the staircase. We need that upper room so we can sell crap. All right, then, Jennifer Lopez. I thank you for your time, all right? Kills, but not this kind.
Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, now, for those out there, man, everyone's an expert. What love advice or dating advice do you have for Ani? Let's bring Sunny into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Sunny. Sunny, hello.
There it is.
That's your love expert for you.
This is your love expert?
Yeah. Sunny.
Sunny, hello.
Hello.
Oh, there she is.
Do you want to listen to this from her?
I mean, she's very
you want to
nice.
Listen to Sunny?
Yeah.
Okay, Sunny wasn't even there. She's gonna be late for the date.
Oh, yeah. All right,
now, Sunny, everyone's an expert. What love or dating advice do you have for Ani?
Is you have to set your mentality right. You can't go into Tinder and expect to find a soulmate. That's not going to happen. You're there for pleasure. You're there for fun. You're there to meet people. A lot of women and men go in there like trying to find a soulmate. That's not going to happen.
You ever been on Tinder, Sonny?
Of course.
Yeah, see? And Sonny knows what she's talking about. But you said for what?
For a quickie,
see?
Thank you, I'm out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Boo, blur, thank you, sir. I don't know what they say for me.
Bye-bye, but I'm not looking for love. Like, I got to go somewhere else to look for real love. Not right there. That's Tinder.
I heard that, Mary J. Blige.
Where?
Where's the place to find love? Tell Ani right now.
The place. This is what I tell my kid. Go to a store. Go to Home Depot. Go to places where you... I'm not even playing.
Everyday people.
You wanna... Grocery? Yeah, I would go there.
Everyday people. Go to the park. There's a lot of people. You can see somebody walk their dog by themselves. That's somebody you can approach.
But I hear her when she say with Tinder, it's more of the hookup.
Yeah. You think so? Because exactly. I do hear that people get together on Tinder. Like,
yeah, they do get together.
No, but
with the pelvis. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, somebody called me up to meet your husband or wife on Tinder. And don't lie about it. You know what I'm saying? I love it right there, man.
She said
she go to Tinder for the quickies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She said she had to drop her kid off before she got to call us up.
Yeah.
All righty. Everyone's an expert. What love advice or dating advice do you have for Ani? Y'all hit us up 866-246-8923. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Everyone's an expert. What love or dating advice do you have for Ani? Hit us up 866-246-8923. Ani, you got to come in here because this is for you. Let's bring Tia into the neighborhood and see what's going down with Tia. All righty now. Tia, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Tia. Tia, what dating or love advice do you have for Ani? She's now on Tinder.
I
I want to tell her to be safe. Meeting new people is kind of crazy, mm-hmm. so just be safe. Make sure, like, one of your friends or, you know, family members have your location.
Yep.
But also be safe in the bed, too, because you never know what mm-hmm. everybody got.
Yeah. Don't even tell her about being safe in the bed, because we don't want to make we don't want her in the bed.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like that, you know what I'm saying? And to keep it real with you, Tia, we don't really nail this, but she hasn't been in the bed yet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely don't want her to be in the bed off of a Tinder date.
No.
And then you say the emergency person is going to be Natalia?
Yeah, you got Natalia and then
For
Big
one,
and
every time I call Natalia, she don't pick up.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's not true.
No, she don't pick up. And then also, Natalia's a mom now.
Yeah, she got
a You know what I'm saying? She can only sleep when she can. Then John Matthew needs to be fed. You'll be over there calling her, and the phone will be in another room. And you know what I'm saying?
Do not disturb.
Yeah. So.
What about you or Louie?
Say what
Jason?
Now? Jason's in Costa Rica. Stop lying. He's on a monitor. Jason don't even really live here anymore. You know what I'm saying? What are we going to do? Wait 7 days, then go beat the dude up?
Why?
Yeah, so. But Tia, you said it well. You know, just be extra careful. There's some crazy people out there.
There is. Why? You guys, when I look at the pictures sometimes, I'll go through the pages. I'm like, oh, you look like, I'd be scared, kind of.
Man, why are you on Tinder?
You can't tell a psychopath by looking at them. They all crazy sometimes. So don't go by the look.
Hell, Tia, you sound crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tia, like, Big, I did not call in for this. Now, why Tinder? Why not ChristianMingles.com or CowboysRUs or something
that's
like that?
Boring.
That's what you need to be on.
No,
yeah,
that's
you know what I'm saying?
Tinder has like the fun people who send like messages.
There's no religious
like,
rappers like .com or anything. Yeah. You can go.
There's no hookup. Hookup.com?
No, I don't want hookup.
We don't want hookup. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, Christians mingle. They mingle around.
Yeah. No, they
then they say like, hey, you want to smash? Oh, no. Oh, no. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I
want to
smash this Bible. That's what they want.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There it is. Go to Leviticus 2:13. You know? Like, that's what you need. Let me try to give away this $1,000, man. All righty, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Natalia's up in here. Neighborhood News, Natalia.
This stat is so crazy, Big. Nearly 4.3 million Americans have quit their jobs.
You said 4.3?
Three, yes.
Oh, okay.
4.3 million people have quit
their
jobs.
Hey, man, I got it now. I understand
this. I know what you're thinking.
So 4.3 million people.
In August alone, though. In August, in 1 month, 4.3 million Americans quit their job. And they're saying this is like a record pace because this many people don't quit their jobs in just 1 month.
Right.
What are they doing?
What
are they doing? Where are they going? How are they making money? That's a lot of
jobs. Just wake up and say I'm done?
Yeah, yes.
Man, I heard that.
They said this many people haven't quit their jobs in 1 month since 2000. That's a long time ago.
And 4.3 million people just like in the States?
In the United States alone. In
that's
30 days
crazy.
Or 31 days, because I
and
think
you gotta
31.
Think, man. What was, if that's August? What was July? What was June? What was May?
Well,
like, if this is record breaking, I'm pretty sure that we've had people.
In June, there was 3.9 million people that quit their jobs, and most of these jobs that people are quitting though are in like the service industry. So it's whether like working for a restaurant or working in fast food, you know, working cleaning, something like that. Those are the types of jobs that these people are quitting. And I don't know if it's that, because Louis talks about this all the time, going certain places and they're understaffed.
Yeah, man. The quality's just not there anymore. It's because of the short staff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Overworked, everybody.
And if anybody here in the neighborhood want to quit, please come in and tell me right now. You know what I'm saying? Louis, you want to quit live on air?
No, I'm
you
good.
You sure?
Man. Yeah, I'm good, brother.
Oh, man, that'd be dope if you just quit.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know what I would say.
What, no, I mean, well, just say I quit. You ain't got to say no backstory.
Yeah okay, man.
I take it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to take
it. Okay.
It'll be on record.
But for those out there, if we have 4.3 million people that quit,
All right,
this is what I want you to do. I want you to call us up in the neighborhood, and I want you to quit live on air.
Ooh.
Not for real, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want to call in anonymous, if you want me to give you a different name, but just get it off your chest.
Yeah.
If you can quit live on air, you can have all the feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Without actually quitting, but just the feeling
In therapy, they say sometimes, like, if you're mad at someone, you write a letter and then you never send it. This could be that moment.
Really? There it is, man. Yeah. So quit live on air. Tell your boss how you really feel.
Yeah.
All righty.
Like,
hit us up, 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. You can give us your real name or you can call. I'd advise everybody to call up anonymous.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? But quit live on air. Tell your boss how you really feel. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3. LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty now. Quit live on air.
Yes.
Tell your boss how you really feel. The clean way, though. Now, you can use your name. You can make up a name, or I can just give you anonymous. Let's bring Star into the neighborhood. Bring Star. Star, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Star. How you feeling today, Star?
I'm feeling like I want to quit bartending.
Oh, you're feeling like you want to quit bartending. All righty now. Why do you feel like
overwork
you want to quit?
Overworked
and underpaid.
Damn it.
I heard that. Now, is there a particular boss or a particular establishment, without mentioning a name, that you want to tell them how you really feel and quit live on the air and then go to work this weekend?
Yes.
All righty, go ahead.
We're gonna just call him B and tell him it's the race. I'm out of here.
All righty, she says she's out of here. What did she say? What did she say earlier? She said, it's what? I'm out of here. What did you say before that?
It's the race. I'm out of here.
It's the race?
It's the race. Okay.
Right? I think that's
the I don't know.
I heard thrace.
It's thrace?
I'm not sure.
All right.
Okay. But she's quitting.
Okay. All right.
I'm a runner. I'm a track star.
Oh, there it is right there. All righty.
Way over my head.
Man, I was about to say, instead of quitting, you're fired. Okay, all righty. She's a runner. She's a track star. Trying to get away from me. She won't get far. All righty. There it is right there. If anybody could just call us up in like a pros manner, P-R-O-S-E, just straight across the board, just quit. You know what I'm saying? Believe that. We don't need riddle quits. You know what I'm saying? Why did the girl quit the job? All right, yeah. Let's go ahead and bring someone else up in here. Love you, Star. Let's bring Patty into the neighborhood. It's not a quitting competition. Patty, hello.
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 Good morning.
Good morning to you, Patty. Patty, you ready to quit live on the air? Not for real, though? And tell your boss how you really feel? What kind of work do you do, Patty?
I'm an intake coordinator for a home
run. Oh. I don't know quite what that is, but...
Me neither.
Okay. But it sounds like I went, All righty, now, what's the
position?
What's the position again, Patty? You do what? Intake manager.
I'm pretty much the manager for the agency.
Okay. The manager want to quit.
Okay.
All righty, now, why are you upset that you want to quit live on the air, Patty?
Funny thing is that I've actually put in my resignation, and they didn't let me. They said, no, we're going to pay you more, blah, blah, blah. So I'm still stuck.
Oh, man. She said, how do you take, you don't take someone's resignation? That's just like if somebody said you fired. I'm like, hey, I'm not taking that. I'm not taking that. I'll see you here tomorrow. Man. So you went to go resign and what, they offered you more money?
Yes.
And you're like, hell, might as well, huh?
Uh-huh.
Go to your house right now.
I'm going to leave. Nothing's backed up. Everything's on time. You know, bring in somebody. I will train them. You know, whatever you need. I'm, you know, I don't want to leave in bad terms.
Damn, I heard that. She like, I still want to go. I'll even train the person for the next position.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And you know when you leave, and that's when you start loading things out, like start taking reams of paper and pens and all the stuff that you know. We did it when we left. Y'all know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All righty. Y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923. Quit live on air. Not for real, though. Tell your boss how you really feel. 866-246-8923. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. I remember years ago, I went to Dog's house, right? Snoop Dogg's house. And he was playing me some music, right? Playing me some music. And he was like, you know, hey, Big, which one do you really like? And I said, man, the one where you go three, every two, every one. And that's that song.
Really?
Yeah, man. Yeah, not that I picked it because he already knew, you know, it was already recorded and everything. But he had just played me a few songs. And that, Drop It Like It's Hot, that's the one that I was like, man, That's the song right there.
Wow.
That's the song.
That's
Trust
like one
that.
Of the biggest songs I remember when I was in
yeah,
school.
Yeah, man. And I remember when I was listening to it, I remember exactly where I was sitting at. I remember where Dog was sitting at. So cool. And I remember when I heard that 3-1-3, I was like,
so cool.
I was like, that's it.
That
you know
is-
what I'm saying? That's it. What if I was lying? Dog is at the house right now. Like, what?
That never happened.
Like, man, that was Julio G. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about, B? Don't be taking Julio G's flowers. You know? Nah. But yeah, I remember that. I remember that very well. All righty now. Quit live on air. Tell your boss how you really feel. Let's bring Russell into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Russell. And shout out to Julio G, man. That dude is an icon.
Woo!
Russell, hello.
What's up? Hello.
Hello there, Russell. Russell, quit live on air. Fakely. Tell your boss how you really feel. Fakely? Had to go ahead. Did we get that?
Yeah.
Okay, and let's take the button away from Jose's side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's take the button. That's too much responsibility.
It is.
When somebody call in and they
especially when he's only thinking about his TikTok.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? How do I go viral?
You gotta learn how to record
this while I'm hitting the drop button.
Yeah.
Believe that. Alrighty now, let's bring Anonymous into the neighborhood and hopefully Anonymous can keep it a little clean. You know what I'm saying? Anonymous, hello. Anonymous, hello.
Packing up his
hello.
Stuff.
Hello.
Hello. Man, I was about to say, I know when to quit when I'm behind. You know what I'm saying? All righty. Why am I nervous about this one, too? Quit live on air,
come
Anonymous.
On.
Tell your boss how you really feel.
I quit my job. I quit that first week. I came back. I quit another time. I came back.
Damn.
And I want to quit again.
Where you work at? You work at a dope house? That's where I used to be back in the day. Like, man, I ain't selling this no more. Then you get a little broke. You're like, all right, I'm back. I'm back. All righty. Now, Anonymous, what kind of work do you do?
I'm going to say warehousing.
Okay. And you've quit like 2 or 3 times already?
I almost quit. I almost walked out. And once was during that earthquake. I was working late all by myself. And it was like 8 o'clock and the earthquake hit in... I work in Compton, so, and the radio is set to the neighborhood right now.
Go ahead. Hey, man, so so even now you're not doing a real quit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
You know the way to work as it is right now.
Hey, man, it's like a virtual quit. You know what I'm saying?
Virtual quit?
Yeah.
My boss and I cursed each other out that first week, and then we came close to subsequently several times after that.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to fight. Like, arguing sometimes is cool, but sometimes you just got to fight. Didn't that stop a lot of the arguing? You know what I'm saying? So don't fight nobody, Anonymous. I just wanted to say that. Big Boy Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing In Case You Missed It. Who we got?
Cardi B.
Cardi B's.
She was in the neighborhood. You asked her the question of, Cardi, did you think growing up that you were going to be famous?
Did you know you're going to be famous?
No, ever since I was little, people always would tell me that I was going to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
All these teachers gave me a hard time, but when I was leaving, they was crying like, you're going to be something one day. I feel it.
Why do you think people love you?
Because I'm pretty. No. I don't know. I just think I make people feel good.
Yeah.
I know, like, when I was in school, I know why people love me, because I was, like, really, like, the class clown. I used to make everybody laugh. I know everybody that went to school was like, that's definitely her. That's why I just be so happy that I went to school and everything, because people could vouch for me.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think it is a gimmick. Do she give it up like that? Is she crazy? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Nobody listened to buying them shoes. They even posted on blocks overseas. A line, a language I can't even... Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
We've been waiting on this one, ladies and gentlemen. But Chloe is in the neighborhood. Chloe,
Woo!
Do you still do your last name?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Chloe Bailey.
Yes.
All righty now. Because everything I see now, I was like, man, did she run away from her family? Or
No.
Oh, okay.
It's
all
right. Like, it goes tomato, tomato.
Right, okay. So you still cool with the family,
though,
right?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, man. We're looking for beef.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Here's your aunt.
Yeah. Here's your aunt that you don't talk to since you got the deal. You know, Chloe, how did Beyonce discover
the music.
Yes. Yeah, so the crazy thing is, and I always feel like the universe always has these little signs, and I really don't feel like there's any coincidences in life. When I was 4 years old, the very first acting job I got, I played the younger version of her in Fighting Temptations. See? So we have photos together. I remember we would be dancing on the dance floor together, and that was when I was like, okay, I love this woman.
Right.
And, you know, yeah. I was four. I was like, she's so nice to me.
At that time, you're that pretty kid. Oh, that pretty little kid. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. But, yeah, so that's when I first met her, and then fast forward years and years later, she found us on YouTube, and you know, we got an email. Are you guys signed? And we're like, no, we're not signed. So then we saw her a month later, and she was like, oh my gosh, she saw the picture. And then that's when it clicked. So it's really crazy to see how that happens. And I am just completely grateful for her because she has been in the exact same position that I'm in, and my sister as well. And there's so much knowledge and so many like jewels that she'll give. And I'm really, really grateful for her. So.
And you got to think, like, with Beyonce, it could have been anyone.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like Beyonce got a roster of people that she's trying to put on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So to actually get that call, you know, that's extremely rare.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you got to do a shoot with a four-year-old. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And then,
the road, that four-year-old like, hey, remember me?
Yeah. I feel like that's why we're all giving our gifts to kind of, like, pay it forward and pass it on and all that good stuff. So
how involved is Beyonce in a project? Does she just let you go and do what you're doing?
Yeah, she lets me float like a butterfly, and then I'll bring the music to her. I'll play it for her. I'll get her insight. She'll tell me what she thinks, and yeah, so I really
should lemonade her ass. You know what I'm saying? You should just come, just had an album out. She'd be like, wait, remember how we all just woke up like, man, she got an album with 15 videos.
No. I want her opinion.
Yeah, I hear you.
She has so much experience, and like, it'll be the simplest or the smallest note, and it'll make such a difference. And it's like, I'm still learning, and I'm still a sponge. You know, I do trust my voice and my instinct, but I do want to still grow. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for coming into the neighborhood, Queen.
So
God willing, we'll see you again. Chloe in the neighborhood. Ooh. Have Mercy is the single. Congratulations on the way that single is moving for you. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
and the album, we'll see it around 2022.
Yes.
There it is, man. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Big Neighborhood boy. Nathalia Squid Game in the neighborhood news.
Man, they are on fire, Big. This is a record-breaking show now. Netflix, it dropped September 17th, and in 1 month, it has been viewed by 111 million accounts since then. This now is Netflix's top show in 94 countries. Oh, the number one show, the most watched show within the first month. And, you know, we've been trying to get Louis to watch this show.
Yeah, man.
And he says he's watched the first one. So
I saw the first episode. I like it. So I think I'm going to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You watched it?
Yeah, I saw it.
I think we should prove it. Prove that you watched it.
you watched the first episode?
Yeah, I did see the first episode.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Remember
when
he said we were going to quiz him, Big?
Yeah.
Remember, we didn't say that.
Remember the pop quiz? You thought we forgot about it. We let it die down.
Wasn't it enough with marbles shot at my stomach?
This is going to happen to him if he don't get it right. Alrighty, so let's do the pop quiz right now then.
Oh my gosh, you guys are really getting into it.
What is the name of the main character?
Lee.
Lee?
Come on. No, his name's not Lee?
No, it's not Lee.
And leave it there. Stop it.
Alrighty.
Is. Alrighty.
I'm pretty sure I'm right, but whatever.
No, you're not right. What do you mean you watched all nine of them? You want to bet again on it?
His name's not Lee on the show.
No.
That's not his name. What's his name on the show?
Seong Ji Hun.
Okay, there it
is.
Forget it.
Alrighty, there it is. Alrighty, come on now.
What was the color of the hair of the first person killed in the first game?
Hey, man. This right here should be easy for you, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
If you watched it, you
know. Okay, I did see it. The first person being killed was the hair red. No?
No,
it wasn't red? Mm.
No.
Was it yellow?
No, it was the blonde-haired guy.
Oh.
That was like, red light, green light, like we played as a kid. The first person killed, everybody there pretty much
had
black hair.
He was talking to the other guy. Yeah, I remember.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, man.
All righty, boy. This is getting real bad.
I don't have this whatever memory thing.
Oh, my God. What are the three shapes on the security staff mask?
Security staff mask. Is it? I remember this because I was like, PlayStation. Is it a triangle, a circle, and a square?
a triangle,
a circle, and a square.
A circle and a square. Are we giving them triangle, circle, square? Yeah? That's not what you put on this sheet over here.
Come on!
Yeah, you put a V over here. I was even thinking, like, man, who had a V on their head?
I was trying to write
exactly.
Fast.
Exactly. All righty now.
All right, this last question. How does Hyung Ji-hun vote when the players vote to end the game?
Oh, dude, I saw this show, dog.
Right.
He pressed X because he did not want to play again.
Yes! Oh,
yeah.
I guess he did watch.
See, I'm not stupid, and I did watch it.
Go ahead now. There it is,
all
man.
Right, finally.
So you got two out of the four. So,
yeah, so what?
Here, come over here.
You got scissors.
You got two out of two.
Why the hell would I walk over
now, here? Now you're going to be a snitch and tell people I got scissors in my hand. All righty, so that was episode one.
Yeah, man.
All righty, now we're going to quiz you again after you watch episode two.
There's nine episodes.
Three.
Is every week?
Hey,
that's not
what
that
do you
many.
Mean? Are you going to be here every week?
Yeah.
Are you going to still be a part of the show? Yeah. I don't know. It's
where
up
do you
got to
gotta be?
There it is, man. Your job is on the line, so we're going to balance out everything at the end.
Oh, my God.
And we shall see. All righty, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Boy. Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood,
boy.
Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, Natin, what we got?
We got 21 Savage.
21 Savage.
Big, he just revealed something about Certified Lover Boy, and I was like, whoa. But he basically came out and said that song that he has with Drake on the album called Knife Talk was actually given to him 2 days before the album dropped, and then he sent it to Drake, and Drake recorded his verse a day before it dropped.
I'm Mr. Body Catcher, Slaughter Gang Soul Snatcher, ain't no regular F-150, this a rapper, yeah. No capper, street, not a rapper, hit him and he turned into a booty clapper.
I heard Poppy outside, and he got the double R, drop it outside, check the weather and it's getting real, I'll be outside, I'ma drop it then had his dropping like some mother.
Yeah.
I love that song, Big. So that was Knife Talk, and then there was like these rumors that Drake came out, and at the end of that part right there, he said flies, like he made a change on the song. But then he took it back because I can't find that now.
He said flies?
Yeah, like
okay.
He came added that. But then Big, another song on the album that we all love is Way Too Sexy. And Young Thug recently came out and said, you know what? I was actually the inspiration behind that song. Like the day we were about to record that, I walked into the studio. I see Drake. I see Future. And then Future looks at me. He's like, man, you just walked in all sexy today, just putting on your lotion. He's like, then we got into the booth and we started recording.
There it is. So it's really Future. No, I'm just
like, really? Yeah.
Too sexy. Yeah. To count. Yeah. Fitty. Yeah. My neck. Yeah. Bugatti. Yeah. Red diamond. Yeah. Spaghetti. Yeah. This paper. I shred it. Yeah. I swindle. Yeah. No sweating. Yeah. Too sexy. Yeah. My neck. Yeah. Bugatti. Yeah. Malice me. What? Caress me. Huh. I'll let you. Huh. Today, ski. I've been kicking shit. Might need a prosthetic. Yeah. I pray to the.
Hey, man, why do I wish I was in the studio just to watch him record that?
Yeah, baby.
It's like he jumping forward and jumping away from the mic. Like, hey, man, like, he one of those guys that, look, not that he's over-animated, but I would have liked to have seen that being recorded.
Yeah, and I think it's so cool that they did record this in the studio, because 21 Savage, he kind of said that he sent the verse in, but the, all three of them together.
Yeah, you don't get that a lot anymore.
Yeah, like, I used to think that whenever people did make songs together, everyone always had to be in the studio together.
It used to be. Now it's just, I mailed them something, I emailed them something, or I sent them the track, and they jumped on it and sent it back. So for him to say that he walked into the studio and they were there,
yeah,
meaning they were actually in the studio vibing with each other.
So freaking cool.
Love it. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Boy. You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism, racial injustice,
and
all
Stop
our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. All righty. Let's get into it, man. We got another football fight, in-your-face football fight going down in the neighborhood. Louis G and Nathalia back at it again.
Yeah, man, we've going every single week. We pick two teams,
Why
man, for the weekend.
Like that?
Then we come in on Monday. Whoever's victorious gets to, you know, do a little challenge against the other person, and they got to, you know.
You lose. Yeah.
Like we did last week.
Loser gets punished.
Yes.
That's what he's trying to say.
And then last
the loser
week,
gets punished.
Nathalia lost, so I got a big old squid, courtesy of Squid Games, and I slapped her in the face.
Yeah, some people thought that slap wasn't good enough. stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, man, they don't know how nasty that squid smelled, and it was clammy and wet.
It was kind of weird hitting a woman with the squid on the face.
Oh, you've never done that before?
No. You know what I mean?
I guess you're not adventurous in the bedroom, huh?
But fantasy's got to start somewhere.
Let's do it, man. This weekend's picks. Let's go, Natalia. I'll let you go first. What you got first?
Go ahead now, Queen.
The first team that I'm going with that's going to get me a ton of points and it's going to get me the W. The Rams.
Hilarious.
Gonna take the Rams.
Yeah, good luck. All right, I'm taking the Chiefs, man. Patrick Mahomes is gonna score a hell of a lot of points this weekend.
He might have fallen off. You never know.
Oh, wow. Come on.
All right, my second pick.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay. I think I'm gonna go with this one. This one might hurt Louis' heart. I'm going with the Ravens.
Oh.
Because they're taking on the Chargers.
All right. I'm going for the Chargers, my friend. I will take the Chargers on that game, dog.
Oh,
there
now,
it is.
Are you really taking the Chargers? Is because that's your favorite team and you work
it
for
it. It is my favorite team, and I think they're going to go up there to Baltimore and beat the Ravens.
Really?
Dog.
You're going to try and beat the Ravens, who are 4-1 at home, and they're playing at home?
Yes, they are going to win.
All right.
Wait, I got the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Do we know what the payoff is yet?
Natalia, you can let them know what the
payoff
is.
The payoff is called mini egg footballs. Depending on how many points you lose by, the loser is going to have footballs smashed on them, but they're eggs. And they're going to look like footballs. Little brown eggs.
A woman would come up with something like this. And then they're going to be so cute, and we're going to draw the little lines right there.
That's what I was
thinking.
And
then we're going to put little sparkles. And then,
oh my
God.
Are y'all cracking eggs on like each other's head?
Just you wait, Lou.
Nice.
I can't wait, dude.
Yeah, we got to get those good organic
looking
brown
at you,
eggs.
Louis.
Yeah, the little brown eggs.
And,
yeah,
and as they fall, I have a bowl under there and just scramble them up and cook them. No eggs going to be wasted on my watch.
I love that, bro. That's what's going to happen, man. I got the Chiefs and the Chargers.
All righty, and Natalia?
And the Rams and the Ravens.
There it is. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Natalia's up in here. Young Thug in the neighborhood news.
Young Thug needs to give some advice to, like, Chris Brown and Soulja Boy, because those were two people who were left off Kanye West's album, Donda.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They let it be known.
But they did let it be known. But Young Thug was not one of those that was left off the album. If you've heard the album, there's a track on there with Kanye Young Thug. It's called Remote Control.
Have another laugh. Pop on a stand. Twilight in the main. Got it on remote control. He got it on remote control. He got it on remote control. Like that's the dog.
So the reason Young Thug might have not been left off this album, Big, is because Young Thug sort of gave Kanye West an ultimatum. And I really love this. So I guess he was maybe feeling that vibe of that Kanye was, you know, constantly taking people off, putting people on.
He does move around a lot
when
he's recording.
He does, yeah. And so Young Thug said, I told him, I hit up Kanye and I said, if I'm left off the album, we're not speaking.
Okay. Thug's for real though. People don't think he is, but I thought, okay.
He's about it. He just says that I told him that we weren't going to be speaking if he was left off the album. And he went in to say, like, oh, you know, Kanye, he's like a real cool dude. He's a billionaire.
Yeah,
he's all these great things.
Yeah.
But I do like that he told him straight up, if I don't leave me off the album, because if not, we're not going to be speaking.
Hey, man, Kanye's a piece of stool in a lot of ways, though. I ain't going to even lie to you guys.
There are a lot of ways. I've been
holding off on just something that went down. Mm-hmm. And at some point, I probably may say it, but I just don't rock with him right now.
I see
it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't rock with him, man. He is as golly as and as fake as he say he's godly and all that. Dude is a monster on a lot of things, man.
I think there's
he is a monster. The way that he treat people and the staff. And remember the text message that went out, how he fired somebody for oversleeping, firing his whole security thing, man. And there's been a lot that I know about Kanye, and I have tucked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've tucked because I won't publicly say a lot of things, but because that was my boy, and you know, we had a lot of real conversations that I won't put out that energy. But dude is not...
I feel like he's lost his way in a certain way of how to treat people when it comes to relationships.
I had his back for the longest, man. And he did something to me that I was just like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you just wrong. And it was something that I was looking out for him on.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It
so
was.
I'll speak about it one day, but, you know, but I got to speak to him before I speak to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you're a real person, and that's how relationships really do
exactly
work.
Exactly so. You know what I'm saying? If I don't punch him in the mouth. All right? All righty, there it is right there, y'all. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boy Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio?
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
What a loot all.
Yo, this TikTok video with over 8 million views.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Woman with wedgie ends up in the ICU. She said that she went out and she decided to wear these like high-waist, low-cut jean shorts. She said that she was like picking a lot. She noticed that she had like a little rash in her butt. Mm-hmm. It started swelling up and then it started stinging. It got so bad that she had to go to the doctors. They gave her some antibiotics. A week later, she had to go back to the doctors and it ended up being cellulitis. It got worse, so she ended up getting more antibiotics, went home. A month later, she's in the ICU, bro. Doctors were saying that they almost
had to amputate her butt.
They almost had to cut a piece of her butt where that rash was at.
See?
All there because of these high-waist, short-cut booty shorts.
Man.
And the ultimate wedgie.
Hopefully, man. Y'all don't wear those.
Well, yeah. Ruby does on Sundays,
man. Go Chargers. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Neighborhood, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. Appreciate you being here. Louis G, we popped that Squid Game quiz on you, man. You did all right.
For four questions,
you got two out of the four. So you're two and two.
Lee is the guy's real name. That's his real name.
Is that what you researched
Lee
right
Jung
now?
Lee Jung Jae. Yeah, that is his real name.
And how did you know that?
Because I Googled it, man.
When? Yeah.
Right now.
But before, why were you kept calling him Lee?
Because that's his real name. Because I remember seeing everywhere he's at. Oh, Lee.
I guess when I said main character, right. The question set up
right.
made you go, what's his real name in real life?
Okay. Right. You know
pretty much. Yeah. So, yeah,
you,
man.
You got to love it.
Yeah. Hey, episode two, watch it. 444, however many questions you guys have for me.
Remember you said that. Remember. Watch. You said that.
Watch, bro.
Episode 2. Juan, grab this audio. Episode 2,
four for four.
Yeah.
All righty. Definitely on
no
episode
trickery,
two.
No trickery, though.
We're doing
no,
a punishment.
No trickery,
okay. We're doing a punishment.
All right.
We're doing a punishment,
all
man.
Right. Four
yeah,
for
bro.
Four.
Yeah, boy, and right. I just got me a new one, too.
A new firearm. Oh, just
one. Yeah, man.
No, man.
Yeah, definitely so.
That's doing a real live one.
All righty now. Best believe that. In your face football fight, y'all got picks.
Man. We got our picks. I'm ready to go. I got to get a W this week, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Why you got to get a W this weekend?
Because the LA just took, so I need to get a W.
Hey, man, after this weekend, it could be 3-1.
It's going to be 3-1. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yo, with this Chargers Ravens game,
that's going to be a big one.
That's going to be the big one, bro.
Best believe that, man.
Are going to come through.
Here we go.
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Get those little mini footballs ready, Natalia.
I'll get them ready to smash them in your face.
The mini footballs are eggs that they're going to smash upon each other.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm going to have me a little bowl under there to catch everything that's dripping. So
you're going
to
be a whale.
Stir it up with some some salt and pepper.
Nice.
Make me a couple omelets in here. You know, we got it. But thank you guys for hanging out with us, man. Please enjoy the rest of your day, man. And for those that's out there that quit live on the air, tell your boss how you really feel.
Good job.
Hopefully your boss didn't hear the things that you were saying and recognize your voice.
Right.
Because we gave you different names and it was anonymous. But hey, you know, and to all the love experts out there, thank you for calling up Ani and giving all that great-ish love advice. All righty. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We're at Big Boy's Neighborhood, and we are gone.
Big Boy has left the building.